Chapter 4, Part 6. A Volar Entre Rocas, Temporary Wall. If you're using the Dollhouse tactile map, we are moving from the location H to location G, facing the perpendicular short wall. In the upper right corner of this 6-foot-high wall is a torso-sized washi print, positioned right up against the top and right edges. This one feels voyeuristic. The stone wall in the foreground is dark and shadowed, with flat-leaved plants coming up from the right and above, further obscuring the hole. Through this opening, you see a brick wall beyond, brightened as if the sun hits it directly. There's a bright white area, possibly a curtain, possibly a door flung open, where sunlight has bleached out the detail, so you can't quite make out the material. And then there is something like a sign or a picture with two holes, as if it's bolted to the wall, and on this panel, it appears to have an illustration of a house or building. It's as if we're peeking into a secret alcove beyond the wall. On this temporary wall facing south, vinyl text reads,
"When there was space between Tlaltenango and Cuernavaca, la ciudad creció y llegaron vecinos."
On blending English and Spanish throughout the show, Mariana noted that language creates different layers of access to the work, similar to how visual familiarity with these materials varies. Reflecting on this, they said, "Even if I'm making this work with Spanish and English, thinking people that have a history with both languages can engage with it in a certain way, it's been interesting to realize what kind of significance this would have in Mexico. It would be totally different. So it's very much a diasporic experience." Below, in the wall's lower left corner, opposite from where the print sits in the upper right, is a long rectangular tyndall stone, polished on top, front, and back. It's like a barrier in a parking space or the edge of a sidewalk, a flat, long, rectangular prism. On top are three more stones. Unlike other piles where stones get progressively smaller, here there's actually a large piece on top. Its exposed, textured, broken section faces up and around the sides, with its polished side facing down. On top of that craggy piece is one more small, hand-sized wedge, polished side up.